Few would say the past couple of weeks on Capitol Hill have provided shining examples of how to work together. This morning, I had a conversation about, among other things, cooperation with writer, producer, and performer Pat Hazel. He's the man behind The Wonder Bread Years, which is coming to the Walton Arts Center on October 24th. It's a one-person show about growing up as a baby boomer. He's helped develop movies and TV shows throughout his career, including working on some of the most iconic Seinfeld episodes ever aired, including the episode that was about the fictional Jerry Seinfeld getting his fictional sitcom on the air. This morning, I talked to him about collaboration, while not on Capitol Hill, but how it works in a writer's room or as a director with actors.
Well, I actually enjoy collaboration. I write differently than other people, and I have a very eclectic utility kit in that sometimes I'm writing stand-up, sometimes I'm writing in the form of a play, sometimes I'm collaborating with others in the form of a screenplay or a teleplay or something of that nature. But I think where the best product is often birthed is in collaboration, because you write with other writers, it's like playing with better tennis players, and everybody brings their A game, and ultimately the child that comes out of it has a little bit of everybody in it, and you can't, if you do it right, you can't really identify all those traits, if that makes sense. Being in a writer's room at a sitcom is a very, there's a lot of ping pong going on, you know, there's people always trying to amuse other people just to win them over.
Well, and I think of those legendary writing rooms, whether it's your Show of Shows or Seinfeld, where you have so many funny people in the room. I imagine it also is a something of a lesson in humility. You might have something funny, but there, depending on the era, is Sid Caesar or Carl Reiner sitting across from you with something even funnier.
Right. And I will tell you this, it is an art to be there's being able to write a script on your own and turn it in, and there's being able to survive in a writer's room. And sometimes it's not always the funniest guy that gets it through. Sometimes it's the guy with the best story break or the more obtuse, strange thing that becomes something iconic that people repeat. But you have to have a lot of tenacity, and you also have to have diplomacy. You have to understand if a thing you pitch doesn't go, you can't try to keep it on life support and keep pitching it or saying it a different way or laughing at it yourself, because all of that kind of spoils the party. And so you're always sort of conversationally testing things, or sometimes you're whispering something on the side to somebody, and if they laugh, everyone goes, "What's so funny?" And then, you know, sometimes you find ways to sell, and I'm sure this is how it works in advertising and other parts of it too, is there is an art to getting the attention of the room. And sometimes it's strange. I know that Conan O'Brien had a reputation of being the funniest guy in the Simpsons room and other things, where just would make people laugh even when it wasn't about the show.
Do you find yourself ever, I'm sure you do, but I'm going to ask anyway, ever analyzing comedy and what? Why is that funny?
Well, I always analyze it, but I don't analyze it to find a way to dismiss it. I'm working with actors in shows as a director or as a producer, and everything is about how can it be a little funnier? What's missing here? What could we add here? And what I do find, especially working with other national comics and people that have a lot of wit, is that you have a shorthand of saying, no, it's not the line that's the problem. It's the negative space. It's the pause. You're not reacting to it. You should be saying this line when you're moving, or you should be saying this line and standing still. You know, if you say this line, you have no choice but to exit the room. And sometimes that punctuation mark of a door closing or a refrigerator or something, it makes the difference, right? And I can't always tell you why, but the more you do it, it's a little bit like jazz music. You play with players, they know what feels right. And so if you work with an actor and they say, I really want to hold a clipboard, this will be funnier to me, so you defer to it and you look at it and you say, that is funnier. I don't know why that is. It gives you authority or something. That intrigues me. I think as much as writing comedy and getting laughs, the process, particularly when you're working with very spirited folks and people that are, the process can be a hilarious journey. And, you know, you wish sometimes you could put those rehearsals, you know, on stage for the audience, but it's just yours to enjoy. And usually the result is that the audience, whatever development you've gone through, the benefits are they're seeing the highlight reel of that.
Hat Hazel is the creator of the one-person show, The Wonder Bread Years. It will be on stage at Walton Arts Center on October 24th. That's a week from tonight for one night only. I spoke with him by phone earlier today.